You're welcome back to part two of Religion Matters. This is Brenda Dunn with you until 9 o'clock this morning here on KFM. I hope that you're well and I hope that you can stay with me for the next little while because we have a very interesting conversation coming up next. Has the church a distinctive role in the public square? Is the Catholic Church, along with other Christian churches, just another group fighting for a place in society seeking to further their own interests? Or do Christian churches have a different standing? And that is the topic, and a very interesting topic, for a conference that's coming up on June the 22nd in Trinity College in Dublin. And I'm delighted to be joined in studio this morning by Dr. Con Casey and Dr. Fáinse Ryan from the Loyola Institute. You're both very welcome to Religion Matters.
Thank you very much, Brenda.
So before we talk about the conference and a fascinating theme, tell me a little bit about the Loyola Institute.
Well, the Loyola Institute was founded, it was 4 years ago now, and we took in our first student 3 years ago. So our current crop of students, we've got a group in third year, they'll graduate next in fourth year. And the Loyola Institute is quite a historic move for Trinity College Dublin. It's the welcoming of a department which focuses on Catholic theology, or theology in the broad Catholic tradition. We were founded by a trust group of various congregations to educate Irish people so they would become theologically literate, so they could go and make a difference in the world. So that's, as we know, we've got declining vocations to the ordained priesthood, to religious life. We need a wider voiced public opinion on matters to do with church. We need to seek a voice. We need educated people. We need people who are theologically literate, who are working as journalists, who are working in the law, who are teaching, who are working in all manner of things. Like, it's a good degree that will teach people how to think critically, and it will inform them about their tradition. It will give them wonderful transferable skills for writing, for research. And it's very akin to philosophy. Like, if you like, we say to them, if you like asking questions, if you like getting deeper into the question, like, the man that I've studied a lot is Thomas Aquinas. And the real reason I like Thomas Aquinas is because he doesn't give you the answers and say, that's it, Fáinse. He says, OK, this is the road towards the answer, but this answer gives us another question, gives us another question. And we try and teach the students to think like that so that they will always go further into questions. The challenge is to find the right question and then give an informed answer that will make a difference in the world. I mean, that's our big role, is to get intelligent people who will be involved. Some of them may decide to become a priest or not, but by and large, we're talking about people who will work in all aspects, all different vocations in Ireland and universally, and be informed in their Catholic tradition.
And Con, you were one of the, you were the founding, energy behind the Loyola Institute.
Yeah, I certainly had a big role to play in its foundation, but there were a lot of other people involved as well. I mean, the excitement really was that Trinity College, which is a long tradition of theology, mainly in the what we would call Anglican tradition, but actually wanted to welcome a theology in the Catholic tradition to join in the conversation. And that's the way we see it. We're part of a confederal school. There are three elements in it: the Irish School of Ecumenics, which is very well known internationally, Department of Religions, which carries on the heritage of the theology that was done in Trinity since its foundation. We work together, and in that sense, we're a unique kind of context for doing theology in the Catholic tradition. The other thing, of course, is that Trinity is a marvellous university, and to be able to meet colleagues from other departments and other disciplines, from the history of art, from history itself, from English, from Italian, and so on and so forth, Irish indeed, is just a wonderful stimulation to do theology well in this day. And I think the students find it.
Yeah. And now you've chosen, as I said at the beginning, a very interesting theme for this conference that you're having. Have you come to, an answer to the question as whether the church has a role in pluralist society?
I think, coming from my perspective, my theological formation, I would have to say, yes, the church has a role, has a voice, but I have to come back to say, but what type of church? Perhaps the church, the way we've inherited it, needs to look at itself. I think there's two questions we're asking, we've been discussing in putting together the speakers for this conference. There's the internal, what is the church question, or who are the church? And there is then, what's the church's role in society? So yes, we think the church should be a good influence in society, but as we know, it hasn't always been. And it also now has to find a new role in a very different society. If we just look at the Irish context, when I was growing up, everyone around me was Catholic. Everyone, inverted commas, was going to Mass on Sunday. Today, where I live, there's a Muslim family across the road. There are Chinese just up the road. I have Middle Eastern neighbours just on the other side of me. So we're in a different world. We're in a society in which there's great variety, in which there's great choice, in which there is pluralism. And we think pluralism is a good thing. But the problem is that pluralism can sometimes be used to impede others. Sometimes we say we've got a wonderful secular society. You can do what you want as long as you do it behind your own door and don't interfere with me. But we're saying that the church should be there having an intelligent voice amongst the other intelligent voice, a visible voice. And again, that church shouldn't be perceived as what did the bishop say about so-and-so. But the church should be perceived as the people of God making informed decisions. And if you're going to have that type of church, you've got to have an informed people. You've got to have people who are theologically literate. And for that reason, we're coming together to discuss these questions. And the questions aren't just theological questions, because they're questions of the world that we live in. And so this conference we've described as it's theological, but it's also interdisciplinary. We have people coming from other disciplines. We have a lot of theologians, but we also have philosophers, we have sociologists, and we have journalists coming to debate what is the role of the church, what type of church are we talking about, and how can we make a difference so that it is a good influence. Because I know a lot of my friends would say, good riddance to the church. But we want to say, no, there is a role for church as an informed people to have a good influence on society in Ireland and globally.
And I suppose it's trying to put that balance out there to show that the church is not about control, is not about... a lot of people would see the Catholic Church as a church of no's.
Absolutely.
And I suppose it's trying to show that the... And I think it's going to take time, I think, for that to happen.
It's going to take time. And I suppose just as you mentioned it there, I think of one of our speakers who's coming is Cardinal Reinhold Marx, who's a German cardinal. He's the chairperson of the, or president, sorry, of the European Community Bishops Conference. And he's the very interesting title of The Church and the Challenge of Freedom. And I think I'm really looking forward to hear what he's got to say about freedom, because freedom is a concept we use so loosely today, and we all want to be free and do what we want. But freedom is indeed a human right, but my freedom and your freedom might come into conflict. So how do we balance that? How do we have a balance of freedoms? The freedom of these refugees to find a home and a place to live, which is something that Cardinal Marx has spoken a lot about, and my freedom to have my own home. How can we allow for that? How can I allow for them to come in? I say I'm Christian. I say I live in a pluralist society. But is my pluralism, is my own way of being rich enough to allow others to come into my space? Can my freedom respect their freedom? So there's all sorts of questions that have to be debated. And the answer is complex.
Yeah.
It's not simple.
And I was looking down through the list of speakers, and you have a stunning list of speakers. I mean, you've Catherine Pepinster, the editor of the Tablet, a great journal. One of the talks, that the title of it that struck me was "The Secular Is Not Scary: Cooperation Beyond Coexistence." And you talked to me a little bit about that, Con.
Yeah, that's a title chosen by Patrick Reardon, who is an Irish Jesuit working in Heythrop College in London now. And clearly there is one view, the secular is a very complicated concept in reality. Well, one view of it is that religion and secular are, as it were, playing in an All-Ireland final today, and only one of them can win. And that really is not where we'll find a good definition of the role of the church in a pluralist society. There are versions of the secular which would say, look, religion is all very fine, but it's really only a marginal occupation, a minor sport played by a few people that's not important. But there are other views of the secular which would say, we want to make space for people to understand each other so that they don't block out each other, they don't, as it were, fail to listen to each other. And I think Patrick Reardon, of course, is a very well-known commentator on the common good. And I think his strength will be to try and show that the secular is a route to the common good, and it will be very valuable to listen to him on that.
There's another topic as well, loving God, hating church. And sometimes I think that people would like for the church just to completely disappear and come back under the terms that the secular society would like to set for the church. I mean, do those sort of themes come up for you?
I think absolutely. You were asking earlier whether the question good riddance or good rubbish, good riddance or good influence, whether there is an open question there. In some sense, there has to be an open question there. Faunch is right in the sense that we are really trying to find a way in which there is a good influence space. But we're walking life with people who think it's a good rubbish and a good riddance kind of story that we're dealing with here. And sometimes they're actually people who have been hurt by the church itself. And I think that lecture you mentioned there will be given by Professor Siobhan Garrigan, who is a professor of Catholic theology in Loyola itself. And I'm sure she will be trying to say something like, well, there is a church that hurts us as well as a church that loves us. And if we can recognize that both are there, we'll all be the better for it. There's no use for us who may be committed church people closing our eyes to the fact that the church has actually hurt. We've come across them, profoundly hurt people, sometimes accidentally and sometimes abusively. And somehow or other, we have to hold that reality of church as well as the reality of loving church, or otherwise we're not going to find the role of the church in the kind of pluralist society that we're seeking for in those days.
Who are you hoping will attend this conference?
Well, we're hoping for the academic, of course, the theologian, other colleagues in Trinity College. We hope they'll come and listen to what theology is about when it's exciting. But we also have, we will have lots of young theologians there. We've got a parallel paper session, which we're going to have over 40 people from places as diverse as Finland and Australia coming to give papers at that, so there'll be huge diversity. But it's also very much for the what we call the interested Catholic. The person who is interested in the church, following what's happening, maybe wondering what they can do, what they might not do, probably active in their parish, or maybe would like to be active in their parish but not sure how to, who has questions. We meet them all the time. Like, I know myself, when I used to travel a lot on the train reading the book, people would start to ask me questions, but they mightn't be going to church any longer for various reasons. But they are interested in the questions that we're asking, and they're wondering, like, people today are struggling in life. How, where are they going to get their guidance from? Their parents and grandparents got it very clearly from the church. They're saying, what's happened to that entity? Is there any good there? So people like that who have the questions as to how we can live well as human beings, how we might make Ireland a better place to be. People who want to make a difference, who want to make the church to be a good influence, but are not sure how.
Okay, so quite a
for
diverse...
For everybody, yeah. Diverse. And we think there's a diversity of people. The papers have great diversity. Some may indeed be very academic, but most of them will be very much involved with, okay, how are we going to do this? Like, this is theology in action. Theology can never be anything but active and pastoral and involved in the world.
I'm kind of impressed that you have a paper or a presenter here on the digital religious experience, because I just think that's so important. And when we talk about the public square and the old Roman Forum, I suppose our being on Twitter and being on Facebook nowadays is akin to being in the public square or being in the tradition of the old Roman Forum. And so I'm delighted to see that you have a really good speaker coming.
Yeah, very much looking forward to him, because it'll be something very much outside my own experience. But it's something we have to learn. Like, since I've gone to Loyola, I've become more and more aware, because we're very much involved in recruitment, which in other universities I worked in, they were, theology was established.
Yeah.
But now we're recruiting. I'm trying to say, how do I use these new media to speak theologically? And I think there are huge possibilities, and hopefully Sim will help to teach me a little bit more. Yeah. My students do at the moment, but Sim will be able to give us a more professional
Well, I always say to people who are asking, you learn by doing it. I mean, it's kind of like put out into the deep of the internet.
Absolutely.
And kind of good things will come back. And I find it brilliant, because you're connected to people on common issues that you might never bump into in real life, or in, I suppose, IRL, as they say, in real life.
Okay, I didn't even know that. Thank you.
So if people are interested in what they've heard this morning and they'd like to get in touch with you, or they'd like to find out more about the conference in terms of booking and stuff, what's the best way for them to do it?
Well, if they use the web, they can go online and find our website, loyolatcd.com. They could phone up Helen, our administrator, at 01-896-4790. And they can come either for 3 days, or if they think 3 days is too much, they might just come for a day. A 3-day ticket, the full price is €200, concession is 100, and a day ticket is €80, and the concession for a day ticket is €50. So hopefully it's accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
Because we want to get many people there.
Okay, well, the word has gone out now this morning, so I hope people are inspired to take a look and to get involved in this conversation, because often you can get really interesting contributions from the conference attendees as well as the speakers, or over coffee. So it's great. Well, congratulations on the conference. The conference is called The Role of Church in a Pluralist Society, Good Riddance or Good Influence. It's taken place from Wednesday the 22nd until Friday the 24th of June. And it's taken place, is it in the
Arts Block?
In the Arts Block, yeah.
Okay. Well, Dr. Fáinne Ryan and Dr. Con Casey, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Brenda.